I mean, is that anything further? Is that kind of a pejorative term?
Yeah.
In the sense of, in a sense of kissing, in that sense?
Well, you would say Frenchie.
Yeah.
Which I guess it was a type of kiss that started in France and then they just called it that.
Yeah, well, the reason why I say this, I asked someone else from the area about French and they came up with Frenchie and he said that would be something that you wouldn't want to say to a French person straight face to face. And I just wondered now, is that pejorative in your mind?
No, I think it's more descriptive, you know?
Okay. Any others for French?
No.
How about Cajun?
That's the people that live in Louisiana.
Yeah. You ever heard any other terms for that?
Just like black Cajuns sometimes. Black Cajuns.
How about Scots?
Kilties? Or, Tartans.
Tartans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about Greeks?
Sometimes you hear ski nose because of their nose. A little larger. I can't think of any others.
Okay. How about Cubans?
Miami, New York, Cuban, used as a derogatory remark just as a whole. Or you can hear the word thick quite a bit. Crazy driver Cuban. You hear that pretty commonly.
How about Puerto Rican?
I haven't heard any new things.
Okay, how about Mexican?
Sometimes you hear Chicano. Maybe that's just a certain type of a Mexican.
Now, do you think a Chicano is possibly being Mexicans who have immigrated to the United States and live in the United States, or is Chicano a Mexican, or is there a distinction somewhere between people from Mexico and people from Mexico that now live here?
Yeah, I think they say Mexican if they're still living in Mexico, but they'll say, you know, Chicano if they move into the United States.
How about in relationship to the amount of moisture in the dorsal area?
On their back? Greasers?
Now, you ever heard the term wet back?
No.
Okay. It might be from Texas. How about Scandinavians?
Usually you hear blondies. Pale faces, because they're white, really light-skinned.
Okay. You ever heard squareheads?
No.
Okay. How about Canadians?
Heard the word Canuck.
Right.
Canuck. French seas for French Canadian.
Right. Now, would you name the two predominant political parties?
Well, we have Democrats, which are donkeys, and Republicans, which are elephants.
Okay. And about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, there were a number of people in the society, young people, let the hair grow, drop out, using the Haight Ashbury. What did the culture generally refer to these people as?
They're SDS, left wing radical, students for Democratic Society.
Okay, but the ones that were not politically involved, the ones that just dropped out altogether.
Oh, hippies.
Okay. Right. Any other terms you have for that?
Long haired.
Okay. How about, what would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex? Like, you know, when you were younger, you had a...